Aloha, everybody. Welcome to A Taste of Compassionate Leadership. And this is Jim Manske, and Jory is here with us as well. It's the 10-year anniversary of the first telephone-based practice group that I started back in Los Angeles in 2006, and we're really glad that you're here. I'm feeling a mixture, ironically, of both gratitude and mourning at the moment, since that's the topic that we're covering this week. It's called Celebrations and Mourning. We're going to be focusing on some NVC-based skills around working with both gratitude and mourning. And I'm glad to be on the call. Jory, how are you?
Well, I'm actually in a tender place, and I'm aware of a lot of celebration and mourning in my life over the last several days and even a couple weeks. And so I'm really glad that we're focusing on this particular topic, and I'm glad for all of you who are joining us.
Let me just give you an overview of what we're intending to do today. We're going to have different lessons. One is on expressing gratitude, and the other one is about mourning, the soul-nourishing activity of mourning. And we will also have a self-connection exercise that Jory is going to lead us through in just a moment. We'll also have a chance for you to check in with one another in small groups of three or four. Then we'll launch into the program at the end of the call. We will have an opportunity to celebrate and mourn in a big way because we're going to give away the grand prize for the NVC Academy Telethon, which is tuition for the IIT, the International Intensive Training of your choice, in 2017. We're going to start with a self-connection exercise. Jory, are you ready to do that?
Yeah, I'm happy to do a self-connection exercise. This is a favorite one that we have done before. I find it incredibly grounding and illuminating. It's called savoring. And so I invite you in this moment to put down whatever you might be looking at and to shift your focus inward to your own experience. And no matter what I say, just notice your own experience. You can pay attention and do what I suggest or not. This is up to you. The most important part of this exercise is for your own self-connection. And I love to start my self-connection exercises by taking a deep breath. I find this really helpful. And then just allowing yourself to take that deep breath and then breathe with full attention on your breath for just a little bit here. About being really conscious of what it feels like in your body and being really alert to your own inner experience. And we're going to do a little explore. And it's an explore around needs. So I invite you in this moment to consider your need for safety. Just notice in your own body the sense of safety. Right here, right now, in this moment, just as you consider your environment and your being, I imagine in this moment there's nobody around you directly who is trying to hurt you. So just breathe into your need for safety and allow that to be. Just savoring how important safety is and notice that I'm guessing you're safe right now. What does it feel like? And then if you will, send out a wish that everybody on this call and everybody everywhere in the world experience having their need for safety. And then shifting your focus to your need for belonging. Such a precious need for all of us, universal to all of us. Savor how deeply important a sense of belonging is to you. Right now, here together, experience what it's like as you connect to your need for belonging. And then consider your need for empowerment. Sense of your own agency and empowerment in this particular moment. To really celebrate the choices that you do have. Savor how your need for empowerment is met in this moment. In some ways, savoring that beautiful need for empowerment. And then sending out to all beings in the world that their need for empowerment would be met. And then consider your need for love. Very universal, important need for love. Just experience the savoring and appreciation for love in our lives, that we even have a need, this beautiful place inside of us that lives universally with everybody and always inside of us, this beautiful need for love. Savor your humanity of love inside of you. And then affirm for yourself and send out a wish that all beings experience their need for love and ways to fulfill that. And then consider the need for self-expression. Honesty, your own self-expression. Savor the beauty of this need that lives inside of all of us. And then send out a wish that all beings experience their need for self-expression and find ways to address it. And then consider your need for learning. That precious need that we all have, just savor the beauty of that. Basic part of our humanity. Learning is part of what it means to be a human being. Our precious need for learning. savor that. And then send out that beautiful wish, that beautiful affirmation to every being, including yourself, that we all find ways to meet our need for learning. There be a reliable source of learning for everyone. And then lastly, consider your need for transcendence, that we are part of something bigger. All of us are a part of something bigger together. That we're not just our body, we're not just our minds, but we're actually part of something bigger. Community here, the community of all the people who we have been wishing for as well. Savor this beautiful need for transcendence. And send out a wish that all beings experience the sense of transcending their limitations. And experiencing being a part of something so much bigger than just the body, the mind, thinking.
I wonder if there's anything up for anybody who is burning to say something before we dive into the first lesson.
I wanted to tell you how much I appreciate the need to transcendence. It just helped me to expand my heart again. So I'm very grateful for that.
Thank you. It does that for me too, which is why I include it. Thank you.
So take a deep breath, and I'm going to stand up because that's good for my well-being, and cultivating my vitality is something that helps me to stay present. So I encourage you to do that as well, to check out your own needs throughout the call and to take care of yourself as we go. I mean, NVC is all about staying connected to needs, and whose needs are more important than yours, at least during this call, and that's you. So please do take care of yourself. So notice how your body feels right now. And give yourself permission to feel whatever you're feeling. Then extend that permission to everybody else, and then think of one thing that you feel grateful for right now. The first lesson that we're going to touch on is Gratitude First, the Power of Positivity. And one of the most wonderful things that I have integrated into my experience because of nonviolent communication and because of the work of other positive psychologists that I've studied, including Barbara Fredrickson and Martin Seligman and others, I really appreciate the power of beginning with gratitude, because it's not our habit. We human beings have a habit to scan for what's wrong. There's a good reason we do that. It's deep in our neurology. Our ancestors, the ones who ended up creating descendants like us, were the ones who were really good at scanning the environment for threats. That was very, very useful during a time in our human development when we were dealing with all kinds of dangers that are no longer present for us. We no longer live in a jungle inhabited by saber-toothed tigers. At least probably nobody on this call has saber-toothed tigers, lions, bears, and so forth to be worried about. And so the same neurology tends to keep us stuck in some kind of anxiety and fear. And the antidote for that is to put some attention on what needs of yours are met from moment to moment. And I've been doing kind of a study of my own experience, because I heard myself say in a practice group that if I was honest, the truth for me is most of the time my needs are met And when I hear myself say something like in a practice group, I wonder if it's actually true or if it's some kind of hyperbole that's just coming out of my mouth. And so I decided to check it out. And I've discovered that it really is true. I mean, even right now, as I scan a list of needs, my needs are remarkably well satisfied. And the needs that aren't satisfied in the moment, I have reliable access to. So after the call, if I'm tired, I can go take a nap if I need some rest and so forth. And so to taste what it's like to have the experience that even if it's just 51% of the time that your needs are met, what a fantastic experience that can be. Just notice that and to savor that and to appreciate it. So what's the good of that? Well, it helps to build resources. Marshall often nicknamed gratitude as giraffe fuel, giraffe being the symbol of nonviolent communication. The idea being that the more we're connected to gratitude, the more fuel we provide for our heart so that we can fulfill the intention and the attention of nonviolent communication. The intention of nonviolent communication is to create a quality of connection that inspires natural giving and receiving. And where we place our attention in NVC is on the present moment. And tuning into the gratitude channel is a reliable way to make sure that we have the resources available to deal with the parts of life when our needs are not met. And so in just a few minutes, we're going to have a chance to practice expressing gratitude to one another. First, let me tell you what you're going to be doing in your small group, and then we'll demonstrate it briefly, and then put you into your small groups in order to experience it. I'm guessing you've expressed gratitude 10,000 times or more in your life. So this is going to be very, very familiar to you, and we want you to bring a quality of attention and intention to this expression of gratitude. We really want you to play with getting very clear on what your intention is before you share your gratitude, and then to live the NVC process as you do it. So the way it'll work is that we're planning on having groups of three. In your group, there'll be three different roles that you'll take turns playing. The first role, we call it the explorer, and that's the person who's actually exploring your own experience of sharing gratitude. Second person in the group is the empath, the person that's going to be receiving the gratitude. And the third person is a third side or a witness, a person that's just there to observe what it's like when two people exchange gratitude. And so those are the three different roles, an explorer, an empath, and a witness. So when you're the explorer, we're going to ask you to share a gratitude and to end your gratitude on a clear and present request. And we'll demonstrate what that means in just a moment. And then once you're done, the empath will just respond to your request in whatever authentic way they would like. Whatever really comes alive in that empath will respond to your request. And then pause for just a moment. Notice how it is to have had this experience of sharing gratitude and make a request and have it responded to. And then you do a really quick debrief. The explorer briefly says 40 words or less how they feel having done the exercise. Then the empath shares their experience. Then the witness shares their experience. And then you rotate around so that everybody gets to play all three roles. So you've already been primed to be thinking of all kinds of things that you're grateful for. The self-connection exercise primed you to think of many things that you feel grateful for. You can use any single one of those, any observation that you can think of, any of those needs, or something more authentic might come up for you even right now. Maybe there's a great sense of appreciation that we're doing this call, and that's what you'd like to share gratitude. Or maybe somebody did something in your home life today that made your life more wonderful. So you get to share whatever gratitude you want. And then the important thing is to end on a clear and present request for the practice, just to see what happens when you do that. And the request that we want to suggest that you use today is, how do you feel hearing this from me? How do you feel hearing this gratitude from me? Or some variation in using your own words to reach out and get feedback from your empath about what it's like to be heard in this way. So I'm going to demonstrate it now with Jory. Jory, are you willing to receive a gratitude from me?
I would love to.
Great, thanks. So Jory, when I think of what happened about a week ago last Sunday, when you dropped everything that was on your plate and you made arrangements to go to the mainland, support our daughter. It really, I have tears in my eyes. It so meets my need for love and support. And right now, as I share this with you, I have a great sense of relief and gratitude and I'm touched. I also feel this kind of sweet pain of knowing that you're away right now. And I wonder how you feel hearing this from me.
Whew, that was a bit of a roller coaster because tears came to my eyes in the beginning. But in this moment, my heart is just so wide open and just filled with love and appreciation for you and our family and the care. Great gratitude that you shared that with me.
Thank you. And now the debrief, I say what it's like for me right now as I just pause for a moment and check in with my body. So I feel calm. I still feel this moistness in my eyes and still feel touched. And how's your body right now, Jory? What are you noticing?
I'm touched and I'm kind of curious. And then I also noticed that the next step would be that if there is a witness, which I assume there is, there'll be one or two witnesses in your group who would then say how they feel and any needs met for them by
Let's do that right now and hear from one or two people. If you're willing to share how you feel right now, having been the witness to gratitude to Jory.
The needs of mine that were met were hearing that in another relationship and realizing that something that perhaps my own partner would love to express, because it's something that this week I just feel so nourished. Like, it's like, wow, I don't need him to say it. Like, it was just the awareness of how much skill that would take to be aware that you wanted to express that. And I just already feel the gratitude, I guess, for just feeling how it nourished it. And yeah, I suppose it just helps me feel a lot of peace with this. So thank you.
Thank you. And there's one other witness that wants to report.
What came up for me was your vulnerability. And I love that. And I'm trying not to cry myself, but I just love that about you guys. So that's really all I wanted to share. Thank you.
Thank you. I'm touched hearing that. Very connected.
I wanted to echo John in some sense. I was touched by the sincerity, and so my need for authenticity is met.
Thank you. Great. Now we have a taste of the exercise, and I feel better. I hope you do, and appreciating the witnesses giving your report. And so I'll go over the instructions one more time. You'll have a group of three or four. You'll choose who's going to go first. The person who goes first will ask someone else to hear their gratitude. And you could say something like, Bill, would you just play the role of my daughter? And Bill says, yeah, sure, I'll be that. And then you express your gratitude to your daughter through Bill's consciousness, and then you end on a clear and present request. How do you feel when you hear this from me? And then Bill responds authentically. Then each of you check in very briefly with your response to being present for this gratitude, then rotate around.
When you're expressing gratitude just to another person, is it a good idea to ask them how they received it, like we're going to do in this exercise?
Well, we'll find out what happens. Let's try it in the exercise. And then from that experience, you get to store that into your heart and then trust your intuition that moments when you sense it might lead to more connection, it'll be available to you. How does that sound?
That sounds great. Thank you.
We have some other hands up.
Do you have a question?
Yes. The explorer is the one expressing, and then the empath is responding, not giving empathy. Is that right?
That's right. We're just calling it the empath because you're receiving the gratitude. But then as soon as you receive the gratitude, you're going to shift to your own authentic expression.
Thanks.
You're welcome. And next question.
My question is just to clarify that it is a role play. The empath would be like a person you're expressing gratitude for.
Or to, yeah.
So they're in a role.
You got it.
Yeah, okay.
All right, you're in your small group. Introduce yourself, choose who's going to go first, and then have some fun. Thank you. Please just stop right now and notice how your body feels having had this experience. I'd love to hear from one or two people what your experience was like before we move to the next exercise. So if you'd be willing to share what your experience is.
There was a real sweetness to being present in an empathic way for my partner, and you know what she was sharing, and just kind of hearing the unfolding and being present to that. Just very, very sweet.
Ah, thank you. And one more.
Thank you for this opportunity to work together. I feel moved. In such a brief amount of time to feel like somebody's reaching out to understand me and my life on a personal level with compassion, that is just so precious to me.
Sounds like you're really favoring that connection. Yeah, that's one part of the, what do I want to call it, like the energy engine of NVC is the power of gratitude. And then it gives us the capacity then to work with our mourning. And mourning is the natural feeling that arises in human beings when their needs are not satisfied. When something important to us is not available in the way we would like, it's really natural for us to feel pain. For example, when you're hungry and you need sustenance, your body sends a signal, hey, pay attention to your tummy. And if you ignore that signal, it becomes increasingly painful until a point will come when it dominates your consciousness and you will start looking for food wherever you can get it. So these signals, this pain that we get when our needs are not met, it's what sustains our life. So one of the gifts of NVC for me has been to reframe the meaning of pain. I believe I suffered, just like most of us do, from the idea that pain was something to be avoided at all costs. And what I've learned from NVC is to pay attention to pain, to lean into pain, and to move towards pain in order to get a deeper understanding of what's important to me, and then to actually take some steps in order to fulfill whatever the need is that has been identified as being unmet. So it's a very powerful system that nature has built into us to support us in getting our needs met. And in just a minute, we're going to do a very similar exercise around mourning that we just did around gratitude. So again, we'll be with a group of three. And so I'd like to invite you to just think of something that you're feeling some mourning about in your life. Maybe write it down so that you have it available to you when it's time to do our exercise. And it will follow pretty much the same pattern that we did a moment ago, where you'll be in a group of three, and then you'll just express what's going on for you about your mourning in the presence of an empath. And the empath will actually get a chance to acknowledge your experience and to say as best as they can to encapsulate what your experience is in an empathic pass, what we call a passive empathy. Then you'll naturally want to respond to that. So it'll be a very brief dance just for the purposes of the exercise to experience what it's like to share your mourning, have someone reflect it back to you, and then get a chance to perhaps deepen or shift your experience of mourning. You get to find out what happens for you, and it's going to be different for different people at different times. Then after that brief exchange, then again a brief sharing amongst each other of what it was like to both share your mourning, to be the empath, and then to be the witness. We'll just demonstrate it again briefly here with Jory. So Jory, is there some mourning that you would like me to hear?
Oh, I'm willing, but since I did the first one, I wondered if you wanted to do some mourning. If not, I'll go ahead.
Please go ahead.
Yeah. So in this moment, I'm really mourning that there appear to be some changes that might happen with the support of our veterans and with a decrease in support for them in the upcoming presidential changes. And I don't know that that's true, but I just so mourn about the need for care for those who are veterans and wanting that to happen for them all. That they get all the support.
Sounds like you feel sad and concerned.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, thank you. I have a need for support for all who contribute so much life energy to whatever they do in support of everybody else. Even if I don't necessarily agree with the strategy, I still want everyone taken care of. And I know that they've given to a place that needs a lot of support.
So for you, support's really important.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
So now we debrief it real quick. What was that like for you, Jory, to be met, even in this brief way?
It's very tender, really, really tender, and I experience a lot of appreciation that there is somebody who's willing to listen to me and for me to actually hear myself. Thank you.
Thank you. For me, it was sweet to be present for you. I feel so resourced having done the gratitude exercise that it was easy for me to be present for your pain. And then the next step would be to hear from a witness. I'm going to skip that right now because I want everybody to have a chance to practice. So in a moment, you're going to be back in your small group again. Same pattern where someone will begin by asking someone to be present for their morning. Share your morning real briefly. Then the empath will reflect some acknowledgement of the other person's experience. And then the person who, the original explorer, may want to go a little bit deeper. And then the empath may then connect to the need and share the need back in an empathic way with the explorer, and then pause the exercise, even though that you could go on like this probably for an hour. This just for practice, so it's not going to be a deep healing experience, but just a chance to get some practice on what it's like to have this pattern and do a brief debrief about what it was like to do it for all three of the different roles. I'm going to go ahead and put you back into your groups to enjoy the flip side of gratitude, which is mourning.
I'd love to hear any feedback or questions anyone might have. I see at least one hand raised.
Thank you, Dori. I just wanted to express how much I enjoyed and learned from these exercises. They were really meaningful for me, and the one that we just finished, it was just really a wonderful sense of connection and learning, and so I just wanted to say thank you.
I'm glad that what we were doing contributed to you.
I was curious about the witness role. Just report back.
Yeah, the request was for the witness to see how it was for them, to witness when it was gratitude and when it was mourning, honesty in that moment.
Thank you.
Any questions or feedback?
Not a question, but feedback. It felt really precious, you know, to be able to hold the space for something difficult. It feels like a privilege, really, to be able to do that. So that's my gratitude.
Mm-hmm. And we'll go to another person. Is there something you'd like to share?
I had problems, kept getting drops on the call. So when I would call back, I would get in my group, but I wasn't able to talk. So I could just listen, which was so powerful, especially the second exercise for me, just feeling a lot of gratefulness and more shared reality. So thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
There are sometimes technically challenges, and I'm glad to also hear your celebration that you don't necessarily have to be speaking, and yet you could experience a lot of connection and learning just by the listening, which goes back to the other question that was asked about the witness and why we have a witness, because there's something about stepping back and just being the observer of something and then seeing what we learn and how it lands in us.
I have a little bit, Jory. I'm just thinking back to that moment about 10 years ago when I pushed the edge of my own envelope and decided to try something that I'd never done before, and as far as I know, it had never been done. And at the same time, Mary McKenzie must have been going through a similar process, because at almost the same moment that the NVC Academy launched 10 years ago, I started what I called at the time the telephone practice group, or the online telephone practice group. And I had no idea whether anybody would show up at the first call. There were 20 people there. And today marks the end of more than 10 years, because that was in August of 2006, and here we are in November. And so for 10 years, Jory and me, Roger Sorrow and Faye Landy here at Compassion Leadership, and many other people on NVC Academy have continued to offer free practice groups for our community, recognizing that all of us have a value about access. We want to make sure that NVC is available as far and as wide as possible. And I celebrate that. Here we are 10 years later, and now many, many people are offering NVC-based courses on the telephone and on the computer. And in fact, the first certified trainers in Japan, our neighbors and friends who live part-time here in Maui, just started, coincidentally, their first online practice group in Japan last week. It's just so exciting that this technology continues to mature. We still have problems that I mourn in terms of dropped calls and fuzzy connections sometimes, but overall, I'm so grateful that we have this. Anything you want to say before we do the drawing, Jory?
No, we're ready for that, and I'm quite excited.
There's nothing like an IIT experience, by the way, folks. If you've never been to an IIT, it's an incredible opportunity to learn and deepen your skills and consciousness of NVC. I've had the pleasure of being a part of about 16 of these IITs, and every time I go, it really amplifies the sense of my connection to the consciousness of NVC. And I hope the rest of you will join us. We're going to be in LA, and there's lots of IITs coming all around the world.
We're now at the top of the hour. Thank you all for being here.
And thank you all. We'll see you next year. Have a great holiday season, and we'll be back in January with another taste of compassionate leadership. Aloha.